Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and our guest is Dr. Chaim Herring. Chaim is a rabbi and a doctor of organization and management, CEO of ChaimHerring.com, author of Connecting Generations. Put his name together and a .com on the end, and you'll find him online. Chaim, thank you again for being here. We're talking about the generations. Wrap up our visit. Give us a tour of what do you think the future will hold for all this multi-generational Brunswick stew we have in our society today?
There are two scenarios. One is continued generational conflict if we continue to hunker down and separate ourselves in silos and use judgment of one another instead of curiosity. The other, which I'm actually optimistic about because I'm seeing pockets of this happening, is our best navigational tool for this period of ongoing disruption is mutual mentoring, reciprocal learning, sharing with one another, and really harvesting what each generation has to offer. That's the future I want to help build.
I like the way you said that. And on that second point, one of the things that we say here on the show is to people my age is to, you know, to understand that the younger generations are different and that we can't raise them or manage them with the autocratic method that you and I were raised with. They don't respond to that well. That's what I say to people my age, my generation. And to that generation, to the younger generation, the millennials, I say, show some respect for their history. In your foreword, there was a little play there in the beginning between the two men who wrote your foreword, the father and the son who wrote your foreword. And the joke that they were making was that the younger one had no respect for what the older one was saying in terms of where he'd been. So I encourage millennials to say, you know what? What they know is what they've experienced, and that could benefit me. What do you think about that, Chaim?
You're spot on, Jim. And I think that finding ways, not in a sort of lecturing, you should do X, Y, or Z, but opening up conversation by asking questions of them. That's the way to get them interested and aware that they're benefiting just as we did from people who came before them, and hopefully they're going to contribute something to people who come after them. And
one of the things that our generation does better though than asking questions, Chaim, is we tell stories. and I'd like to encourage millennials to be patient and become absorbers of those stories, because those stories are inside those stories are fundamentals that they're going to need one day. What do you think?
I think you just gave me another genre to work on for my next book, because people love stories. Now, they can't be quite as long, but they have to be longer than.
It's how we got here. Stories are how we got here. If it weren't for stories, we'd still be in caves.
And we're not trying to turn the clock back, right? We know that we can't recreate a world that existed, but we want to also take the best of what preceded us and what exists now.
I gave a speech one time, and I was teasing the millennials in the audience because I mean, the people who know, the millennials who know me know I love them, but I was teasing them, and I said, the problem with millennials is you don't care, you don't have any regard for anything over 48 hours old. And after the speech, a young man came up to me and said, "You're wrong about the 48 hours." I said, "I am." He said, "Yeah, it's 24."
Huh.
And he wasn't laughing, by the way. He was serious. Chaim, last thoughts. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, just remember that those who are disruptors today, they're going to be disrupted tomorrow. That'll open up a chance for shared learning together.
Well said. And I need you to come back another day. We got a lot more to talk about, especially Gen Z. We haven't even touched the surface on Gen Z. I can't wait for Gen Y to have to deal with Gen Z. That's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
Can't wait for the show.
Chaim Herring, folks, HaimHerring.com is the website. The book is called Connecting Generations. Chaim, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Good job, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. My pleasure. Take care.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessing, and reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.